Hello and welcome to episode 15. Can you believe it's 15 already? Of That's What She Said, in which we do amazing things like talk about finding your voice. This is episode 2 in that series, and today's podcast is called Everyone Is Not For Everyone. And I want to give a shout out to Jenny Stein for coming up with that title. So, here we go. Kabam. I'm at the wedding, and I am propped in an Adirondack chair. It's pretty high in the yard. I'm enjoying a cold beer while I watch folks in their fancy dresses mingle on the dock, and the chatter of the other guests is all around me. It's sort of this gentle fuzz of voices, and a woman stops right in front of my seat. Who are you, and why are you sitting all by yourself? I blink, and I laugh, and I say, well, I'm the DJ's girlfriend. I don't know anyone. Well, this is my daughter, Carly, and this is Grandma. Now you know someone. So this blue-eyed old lady, clutching red wine and smoking copiously, plops down beside me. And Carly's all blonde and light, and she proceeds to talk about Beverly Hills 90210. If my boyfriend is ever a drug dealer, I should dump him, right? Her friends, moms, and dads. They're living together, but she pays all his bills. That's not right, is it? And her 10th birthday wishes. Barbies and a car for them. I would take pink or purple or white, but not green. We try the crab lollipops together. She pretends to like them. We laugh about all sorts of things. Then cocktail hour ends, and whoosh, we are relegated to separate tables. Later, while dinner is dragging on, I feel a tug on my hand. Kristen, I was thinking about dancing, and I finished eating, and do you wanna, like, hang out? That question, heartbreaking and tenuous all at once, so deeply vulnerable and childish, because of course I'll say yes, but also so adult, asking for what you want. It's only by asking that I'll say yes, of course I would like to hang out with you, darling girl. We danced and danced and danced. If you're here listening to this, the work you do feels like an expression of your soul, or you're trying to find the work that feels that way. That work is inherently vulnerable. It's exhausting and debilitating when people don't like it or aren't interested. It's scary to ask people to pay attention. It means tugging on the hands of people you like and asking, do you wanna, like, hang out? Some will say no or say they're too busy or beg off hanging out until later. But other people, they will dance with you until the wee hours of the morning. They will turn you around and around in the fading light, gleeful and lit up like so many fireworks. They will make all the asking worth it, and they'll reward all that rejection with a heart that's full to bursting. Ask, my friend. Ask your clients to talk to you. Ask them to come to your workshop or lecture or party or event or seminar or phone meeting or class or photo shoot. Ask them to dance with you, and I promise the ones you end up loving will answer with a resounding yes. What took you so long to ask? So I know that's nice, Kristen, but why is this podcast called Everyone Is Not For Everyone? And what does any of this have to do with finding your voice? Asking people to dance requires the use of your voice. It's also a selective act. You don't invite absolutely everyone to dance with you. You don't ask the mean girls to dance, or the really drunk uncle who you know is going to grope you, or the aunts who are busy criticizing everyone at the party. It's your job to ask the right people onto the dance floor, and then to stay with them while you're all rocking and rolling and partying and stuff. It's your job not to disappear and hope they'll be there later, or check your phone and disengage from them, or hope they won't notice when you're tired and you don't want to be there any longer. It's also your job to leave when you're tired, to communicate honestly about where you are and how you're doing. You need a glass of beer. You need a glass of water. You need a breather. Your peeps will keep dancing as long as you do, so it's your job to ask. They'll sit and chatter with you while you take a necessary break, and if you ask nicely, they'll probably even do shots with you back at the bar. Asking the right people alters the course of your entire entrepreneurial experience, and it's often the difference between feeling fulfilled or drained when it comes to your business. But let's get practical. How in the ever-loving batshits do you get people onto your metaphorical business dance floor? I thought you'd never ask. So here we go. 10 ways to invite your people onto the dance floor. And when I say your people, I mean everyone is not for everyone. You don't want everyone on your dance floor. I promise you. If you don't believe me, look at People of Walmart, okay? Google that and look at it. You do not want those people on your dance floor, I promise. You've got to be selective. This is part of selecting boundaries, and it's part of finding your voice, is saying, no, you are not welcome, and actually, I want to dance with you. Okay, so first up, you can straight up ask, do you want to like to hang out? Invite your people to workshops, classes, seminars, events, or parties, online or in person. Ask people to show up at the same time and in the same space to be with you. Yeah, I know I already said that, but it bears repeating. Nothing beats sharing space with people in real time for creating fantastic experiences. Offer small or introductory doses of your products or services for free. This is discussed at length in Go Your Own Way, which you can pick up free here. Also, I was going to edit out that ding, but this is just the way it is, people. I forgot to silence my computer, okay? And that was my best friend, Doey, and I love her very much, so now she's here. Okay, cool. Go Your Own Way, you can pick up for free by scrolling to the bottom of brandcampblog.com and joining the magical world that is the Fuck Yeah Club, or you can head over to Amazon, do a search for Go Your Own Way, and pick up a copy in print if you prefer to do worksheets and things in person, which I highly recommend. You can ask your people questions that you find interesting, not survey questions about their age or their income levels or blah, 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 all that shit that people tell you to ask them, but questions you actually find interesting and then respond appropriately, like easy peasy. That's all you got to do. So the other week I sent a promotion, not a promotion, an email to people that was just like, what would you tell me if you knew that I wouldn't tell anyone else? And people told me some shit and it was awesome. There are a lot of people that don't want to have businesses. There are a lot of people that suspect their marriages are over. There are a lot of people that really love what they're doing but struggle to make a living at it. There are people that are really confused about the path that they're on. And these are all normal human things. And instead of asking about their name or income level, I was asking about, like, what is it that you don't want anyone to know? That fascinates me. So find something that fascinates you and talk about it. Maybe it will relate to your business, and maybe it will simply create more human contact within your business. Either option is A-okay. Offer your favorite peeps something exclusive, meaning a limited edition promotion, discount, or event. So we humans, and you are not the exception to this rule, humans, like to feel like we are the only ones like in the loop or in the know. And how awful would I have felt if Carly had been strategically asking every single adult at the wedding to like hang out? Okay, I knew that I was special and she was singling me out, and that made me feel really cool and nifty, even though she was 9 turning 10. Okay, whatever, don't judge. So offer your people something that they can only get by means of being a past client, or by means of being an amazing human, or by means of being the first one or two or three to do something, but let them feel special. Let them know that they're special, and then treat them that way. You can also send a lovely something or other to your top 5 clients from last year. A tiny bottle of champagne, a box of pens, your favorite book, a local gift certificate, a ticket for 2 to an upcoming event. The what it is, I cannot tell you, because it has to be something that makes you so excited to send. But pausing to say thank you always brings people back to the dance floor. You can also start a project with its own hashtag and encourage your peeps to participate. Remember, this is your peeps, probably not your colleagues. These are the people that you would want to market to. So this is how the 100 Day Project got started. If you don't know what I'm talking about, hashtag the 100 Day Project. I didn't start it. It's a phenomenon. It's amazing. It's creative people making stuff for 100 days in a row. You use the hashtag 100 Day Project, and then you also use your own hashtag so that you can follow both your own work and the work of everyone else. It's lovely. It's amazing. Make something up. Start a project. It gets people on the dance floor. You can offer an experimental something or other in extremely limited quantities. So, for example, 1 hour, 2 calls, 3 things available, 4 spots open. Play and invite your peeps to play with you. No pressure, no long-term, how is this going to impact my business in 5 years and is it sustainable type worry. Just play. Or ask your newsletter peeps to introduce themselves by asking how you can help, what they'd like to see from you, or how they feel about having purchased your latest product or service. One-on-one connection can't be beat, no matter how much automation and systemization make headway in the world of business. So I signed up for Meg Worden's email, like her just master list, And a few days later, I got an email with the subject line, Real Me, Not Robot Me. And it was just a personal email. It could have been a canned response. I don't know, probably. But I knew that she had taken the time to send it, and it wasn't just this automated, systemized thing. It made a world of difference to how I feel about her. And I actually responded to her. Imagine that. Because we feel like, oh, this if this email was sent to 20,000 people, I don't need to respond. If it's been sent to only me, I do need to respond. One-on-one connection is going to spawn more one-on-one connection. You can share a personal story via the outlet of your choice, your blog, your social media, your snail mail, I don't even care where, but ask other people to share their stories too. Personal stories advance your hand 1 inch forward, wiggling your fingertips to call people to the dance floor. Personal stories are enticing as shit. Do you know how many people have come to me because I've said, hey, I'm depressed. Hey, I stopped doing that. Hey, I started doing that. Hey, this has been really hard for me. All those stories that are incredibly difficult to share at the time come back and say, hey, that's why I fell in love with you, over and over and over again. That vulnerable moment when you say, would you like to hang out? That is powerful. And telling your story is another version of that. And finally, you can just actually dance and wave madly for people to join you on the dance floor if that is your thing. Get yourself on video, make it happen. I'm totally okay with that. The idea is that you don't judge your way of asking for people to join you as weird, silly, or stupid. In fact, the weirder, the sillier, or the stupider you think it is, the better of an idea it probably is, because it isn't this toned down, honed down, perfect little thing. It's got life to it, and it's got guts to it, and that's what we want to freaking see. Ask yourself if it feels good, and if it feels like you, and if it feels vulnerable too. The sure thing is not nearly as alluring as risking the ask. So, my friends, this is an excerpt from the forthcoming Calling to the Deep, which you'll hear about here and there and via the Fuck Yeah Club on Brandcamp. And I want to hear all about how you're calling your peeps onto the dance floor. So hashtag calling to the deep means I can see what you're up to and give you some love. I am KKelp on Instagram. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/brandcamp. And I am always emailable at brandcamponline@gmail.com. I'd love to see how you're reaching out to your peeps, how you're getting them up and dancing, how you're engaging them, how you're being a little bit vulnerable. Okay, a lot vulnerable. And how all of that is working out for you. So thank you so much for listening and for playing along. Again, hashtag calling to the deep is the name of the game. And I can't wait to share the book with you in just a couple of weeks. Until then, hang in there, my friends. Have a good one, and I will see you later.